Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Well, good morning. Good morning. Oh, join us in prayer this morning as we pray to the Most High God, to the King of Kings. We come to acknowledge our God this morning. We give him all the glory, all the praise in the name of Jesus because he is our God, because he is our creator, because he is our Lord, because he's our King, because he's our Shepherd. We say unto him, we acknowledge you as Lord. We acknowledge you as King. We acknowledge you as Shepherd. We acknowledge you as the great and mighty I am. Mokode eko sheba kade eko de didia. Inye ode nanadadadadaba kashe de didia kashe de didia. Oh, Father, we thank you that you are our light. Not only are you our light, you are our salvation, oh God. We fear no one because you are our light, because you are our refuge, because you are our fortress. In the name of Jesus, we shall not be afraid, but we shall trust in you with all of our heart, with all of our soul. Mokoshe bakade ekudidia. I thank you that you're moving evildoers from our presence, oh God, because your presence, Mokoshe bakade, in your presence there's fullness of joy. In your presence all evil must move. Mokoshe bakade ekudidia. Oh, Father God, I thank you that we will not stumble nor fall because you're holding us up with your high right hand, your mighty arm, your strong hand. Mokoshe bakade, we have confidence in you, O God, because you have been faithful. You have never left us. You have never forsaken us. You are always with us, O God. You take time to hear our prayers. You even know our very voices. You know our very footprints. You know our fingerprints. You know even how many hairs we have on our head. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, you are the great and mighty I am. You are the great King. Mokoshe Baka, we rejoice in you today. Mokoshe Baka on Bible Storyland. This is Joyful Praise Day, and we are joyful as we honor the King of Joy, the great and mighty I am. He is our King. He is our Lord. He is our Shepherd. He is the one who commands deliverances for us. We say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven. He hears and he knows even our individual voices. Hallelujah. What a great God. What a mighty King we serve. We are honored that the Most High God, Mokoshe, allows us to call him Father, allows us to call him King, allow us human beings to call him Lord. Hallelujah. Mokode didia kashe didia. He allow us, Mokoshe, to be fully armored, fully equipped. Mokoshe, so this morning, we thank him for the helmet of salvation. We thank him for the Mokoshe breastplate of righteousness. We thank him, Mokoshe baka, that our loins are girded about with his truth. We thank him that we have the sword of the Spirit in our hands. We thank him that our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Mokoshe baka, and we are moving forward in him, and he is the battler. He's fighting every battle. Even though we are in the cadence and the array of the Lord, he is fighting the battle. Mokoshe baka, he is our rear guard. He watches over us morning, noon, and night. He is careful. Mokoshe baka de ekodidia, to take care of us. In the name of Jesus, he is not a man that he should lie. He's always taking care of us. He doesn't sleep like us. He is always alert. He is always ready. Mokoshe bakade, he waits for us. He waits for us. He loves us to get into his presence and call on his name. When we call on his name, he hears. He answers. He don't take a break. Mokoshe, he is always, always ready. Always ready to hear when we call his name. He said, oh yeah, that's my daughter. Oh yeah, that's my son. He is waiting in the secret place. So when we call on him in the secret place, he will hear. He will answer our prayers. When we say, Abba, Father, Oh, Father God, we're in need. Don't you know he is a provider? He's everything that we need. Mokoshe Bakade, he is righteous. He is faithful. He is holy. Have you tried him today? Have you called on his name? Are you serving him today? Father, we move ourselves out the way, and we say, have your way in us today, O God. Oh, Father, we thank you this morning, O God. We get in alignment with you, Father God. We thank you that we are horizontally, mokoshe, and vertically lined up with you, your will, O God. Your will is a perfect will, O God. Oh, makadidia, we thank you for the blood of the everlasting covenant of Jesus covers us in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the precious blood that you shed on Calvary cross for us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, for sending Jesus to live, mokoshe, to die, and to resurrect for us. We thank you, Jesus, that you sit on the right hand of the Father, and even as we speak, mokoshe, you are making intercessions for us. We are standing on the foundation of Jesus Christ. We are laying for ourselves a good foundation for our future, that we might have eternal life and that we might have it more abundantly. We will not be pulled to and fro because we're immature, mokoshe baka, but we are maturing daily in the things of God. Mokoshe bakade, we're not drinking milk anymore. We are strong and able to eat meat. Mokoshe de ekonididia, we thank you that we are a study people. We study his word so that he can approve us and we can please him. Mokoshe bakade, we live in the rhema. Mokoshe bakade, mokoshe, and he's activating signs and wonders and miracles all around us on a normal basis. This is our season, mokoshe, and the place of our blossom. Mokoshe baka, surely God's goodness, his mercy, mokoshe bakade, covers us every day of our lives. Mokoshe bakade, because we have divine sonship, we abide in the courts of the Lord, mokoshe, and we will not be led astray. Mokoshe bakade, we are keeping our eyes fixed on the Most High God. All connections with the second heaven are dismantled, and every mokoshe prince or ruler, mokoshe baka, operating against our destiny is dethroned. Our Lord has commanded the stars to fight, mokoshe, the enemies, mokoshe bakade ekodidia, all for us in the name of Jesus. What a mighty God we serve. We thank you that, Father God, that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Mokoshe bakade, we thank you that we can get up early every morning, serve you, praise you, honor you, and bless you, O God. We thank you, Father God, that we can call on the faithful name of you, the Most High God. Even when we're sick, we can say, Abba, Father, and Mokoshe Baka, because you are the great and mighty physician and your healer. Hallelujah, Jehovah Rapha, a mighty healer. There is nothing that you are not. You are everything that we need. Mokoshe Bakade, we come into your presence with fullness of joy. We decree and declare today, Father God, Mokoshe Bakade, that we will honor you as never before. We will continually give you glory. We will continually give you praise. Mokoridia, Lord, bless us and keep us, O God. Make your face to shine upon us today, Father God. In the name of Jesus, be gracious unto us, O God. Mokoridia, Lord, we lift you up this morning. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we lift up your countenance upon us, O God. Oh, Father, give us peace, O God. Let us be satisfied with favor and filled with your blessings, O God. Lord, command your blessings upon our lives today, Father God. In the name of Jesus, give us revelation and let us, mokoshe, be blessed, O God. Mokoshe baka, we are the seed of Abraham through Jesus Christ, and we receive the blessings of Abraham. Lord, Mokoshe, in blessing us, Mokoshe Baka, and in multiplying us, multiply us as the stars of the heaven and the sands of the seashore. What a mighty God you are. You hear, you answer. Mokoshe, you are faithful. We are so happy that we can serve you, the Most High God. Mokoshe Baka, Father God, turn every curse sent our way into a blessing, O God. Mokoshe Baka, let your blessings make us rich, O God. Mokoridi Akashe, let all nations call us blessed, O God. Let all generations call us blessed, Father God. Mokoridi Akashe, we are your children. Mokoshe Baka, we are blessed and highly favored of you, O God. We live in the kingdom of the blessed. Mokoshe Baka, I thank you, Father God, that our sins are forgiven and we are blessed. Lord, you're daily, Mokoshe Bakane, you are so faithful. You load us up with benefits every day. And we thank you that we are chosen by you and our seeds are blessed. Mokoshe Bakane, Akashe, we are blessed, Mokoshe Bakane. Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. We are so happy you could join us on Bible Story Land. And I thank God for each of you. Welcome. You are welcome here. And I thank God that our Father is here with us. He didn't never leave us. He didn't never forsake us. So we're rejoicing today. Today is Joyful Praise Day on Bible Story Land, and we're going to rejoice, and then we're going to rejoice, and then we're going to rejoice some more. And then after that, we're going to rejoice some more because we are happy that our Father chose us. He called our names this morning. He woke us up. I set an alarm clock, but I woke up before because he called me. And I thank God that he called me, he called you. He is alive, and because of him, we are alive. He is our Lord, he is our King, and we serve a great God, a great God. He is head over all of us. He is the Most High God. He comes from above, and he is above all. So I thank God this morning for each of you joining us. He is Mokoshe Bakade. He is our great God, and he can speak to each one of us. So listen when he speaks. Oh, I give him attention when he calls my name. It's such an awesome voice when God calls your name. It's awesome. It's mighty. And I'm so grateful that we can hear his voice. So if you haven't heard his voice yet, say, Abba, Father, I desire to hear your voice. And another voice I will not hear. Don't you know when we're not listening to the voice of God, we're listening to that evil voice. So tune in to the voice of God. Be sensitive when he calls on you. Well, this morning I want to let you know, even though I sent out texts and I told people that Apostle Kimberly Daniels was coming on Bible Story Land this morning, she is not able to come on. But she did promise that she will come on at another time. Her schedule did not permit it today, but we are grateful that the Most High God is with us. He's always with us. So I thank God for each of you this morning joining us on Bible Story Land. We love God's people, his creation. You know, God is a faithful Father. If it wasn't for him, you know, of course, we would not even be here. So I want to tell you this morning, for to this end Christ both died and rose and received that he might be Lord, both of the dead and of the living. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in him all things might have preeminence, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than the angels. For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch he who hath built the house hath more honor than the house, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest, write in a book, and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, and unto Samaria, and unto Pergamos, and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and Philadelphia, and unto Lady Laodicea. Our God is a great God, and he continues to do great things for his people, and we are his people, called by his name. So let's praise our God this morning. Let's give him thanks, for he is worthy. He is worthy. He's a great king. So this morning we have a mighty gifted young woman of God from Houston, Texas. She comes with us faithfully on Bible Storyland. Her name is Karen Itell. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Carita.
How are you?
I am doing wonderful. It's a wonderful St. Patty's Day. It's my mom's birthday, and I'm really grateful for today.
Well, tell your mother happy birthday, and God bless
her
with more.
All right, and I'm going to do a song called El Shaddai.
All right, we're listening.
Thank you.
to die. Woo! I am so grateful that we can serve the Most High God, our Father, which art in heaven. And don't you know he's right here with us? He didn't ever leave us. He didn't ever forsake us. He's faithful. So when you need a friend, a companion, a constant companion, you know, because we're human and we're limited, but we serve a limitless and unlimited Father. He's able to be with us at all times. Human beings can't be with us all the time. But our Father, he never leaves us. He doesn't ever leave us. He's always present. And whatever you need, you can ask the Father. There are things that human beings can't give each other. But Father God can give you everything according to his plan. Now, he has a mighty plan. And, you know, like a good father, he's not going to give us anything that's going to harm us. So he gives us good gifts. Every day, he loads us up with benefits. Are you receiving those benefits? If not, why not? He gives them every day. The Word of God says he loads us up with benefits. So we are grateful to the Most High God. Well, Jackie, are you ready to sing this morning? If you are, you can press 1. I see you are on the line. So you can press 1 if you're ready to sing. If not, we'll keep moving on. Okay. I guess she'll come on a little bit later. But she is on the line. I thank God for faithful people to Bible Storyland. And I made an announcement earlier. We sent out a text that Apostle Kimberly Daniels was coming on. Well, she would not be able to come on at this time, but she promised she will come on at another time. So I thank God for each of you coming on this morning. We bless the Lord, and we send blessings to Apostle Kim. She is extremely busy, so keep her in your prayers and her family. Very, very busy working for the Father. So I thank God for each of you this morning. Jackie, if you're ready to sing, press 1. Okay, yes, she did press 1. Hold on. Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine.
All right. You been outside this morning?
Okay, I'm ready to sing. I was trying to wait on when I got with Pastor Hogan, but I have to go head on because I want to be over at about 9:30. Which is a few
all right.
minutes, but anyway.
Okay, if you don't mind, if you could sing now, I appreciate you.
Sure. I love to praise him. I love to praise his name. I love to praise him. I love to praise his name. I love to praise him. I love to praise his name. Cause he's my rock. He's my rock, my rock, my rock, my sword and shield. And he's a wheel in the middle of a wheel. And I know he'll never, never let me down. He's just a jewel, Lord, that I have found. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. I love to praise his name, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I love to praise his name, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I love to praise his name. I love to praise his holy name. Cause he's my rock. He's my rock, my rock, my rock, my sword and shield. He's a wheel in the middle of a wheel. And I know he'll never, never let me down. He's just the jewel, Lord, that I have found. And hallelujah, and hallelujah. And I love to praise his name, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I love to praise his name, Lord, hallelujah, and hallelujah. I love to praise his name. I love to praise his holy name.
wonderful. Woo, I tell you what, you have a powerful voice. Wonderful. Oh, God, it was awesome. I thank God for you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I love to sing and praise, and I love your show. It's wonderful. Thank
Amen.
You for having
God
me on. Thank
God.
You.
Thank you. God bless
you. Okay, pray for me and my patients and my family.
All right. All right. Well, we're not through, so hang on. Maybe when you get to Pastor Huggins, when you get to Pastor Huggins, let us know. Maybe you'll be able to come on and sing again. We'll see how the time goes.
So thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless you. Well, today, as we continue on, as I said before, I thank God for each of you. You know, we serve a great and a mighty God. And as Jackie sang that song, I love to praise him. I love to praise his name. You know, praise is comely for the upright, and we are to praise our God, to give him thanks daily. We are to call upon the name of the Most High God. His name is holy. He is our rock. He is our shield. He is everything that we need. In need of anything, call on the Most High God. Not only when we need him, but just let's just praise him because he's God. Let's praise him because he's God. He deserves all the glory. He deserves all the praise. Not some of it, all of it. So let's give up praise for the Most High God. Let's thank him because he's God. Well, today on Bible Storyland, we are grateful you came on. And we're going to be studying about a king that I know I very seldom hear about him. But as God led me through the study this week, I got so excited. His name is King Lemuel. And the story, I said, well, Lord, where is that found? I kept, he said, Proverbs 31. So if you want to follow along, you can come on in the book of Proverbs 31 in the first 9 chapters. And you'll hear about King Lemuel. He was a great king. It's not much said about him, but his mother loved him. She loved her son. And you know what? She didn't want him to go astray. And she looked after him. So I'll begin to read in Proverbs 31, verse 1. The words of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him. Hey, listen to that. She taught him. She ain't let the TV teach him. She ain't wait for school to teach him. She ain't wait for the Sunday school teacher to teach him. She taught him. She prophesied and she taught him. And she asked the question, what, my son? And what the son of my womb? And what the son of my vows? Can you imagine? She made vows like Hannah. Remember in our story when Hannah said, Lord, if you just give me a man child, I'll give him back to you. She made a vow to God. And she said, I'll give him back to you. And don't you know she kept her vow? So listen, King Lemuel's mother, she made a vow before God. She said, give not. Now, she gave him a warning. We got to warn our children. Give not your strength unto women, nor your ways that which destroyeth kings. It is not for kings, O Lemuel. She was talking to him, her son, whom she birthed. It is not for kings, O Lemuel. It is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes strong drinks. Look how she addressed her son and what she tells him and how she warns him. He tells him, my son, Lemuel. She called him by name. How many of you call your name? You said, child, come here. No, she addressed him by name. Lest they drink and forget the laws. You know, if kings and princes drink, we are king's children. So listen to what she's telling him. What can you learn from what she's telling him? Lest they drink and forget the law and pervert judgment of any of the afflicted. Give strong drink unto him that is ready to perish, those that are ready to die, and wine to those that be of heavy hearts, those who going through, you know, tough times. Let him drink and forget his poverty, his poorness, his, you know, what he's going through, poverty. and remember his misery no more. You know, alcohol make you forget, even make you forget the name of the Lord. It even make you forget to call on the Most High God. Now, she told him, she said, now, open your mouth for the dumb. Speak to them in the cause of as such, in the cause of all such as are appointed to destruction. Open your mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor and needy. Who can find a virtuous woman for a price is far above rubies? Now listen to what she's telling me. She's talking to her son. And, you know, she was probably looking in his face, and she said, she asked her son some questions, three questions. She said, what, my son? You know how when your sons and daughters, you're talking to them, they have a particular look on their faces. And maybe he had a certain expression on his face. She said, what, my son? Like, you know, he may have had an expression on his face like, what's she talking about? What is she saying to me? Or what or why is my mother telling me this? But she proceeded to tell him. And she said, what, my son, to whom I gave birth? Now, she birthed him. She carried him for 9 months. Don't you know she knew him? And before that, she was a child before she became a woman. So she knew the pitfalls. She knew women, and she knew what to tell her son. She knew how to caution him. And, you know, she's not like some of us. Well, they'll tell him at school. You know, at school they give your children condoms? At school they give your children, they smoke weed? No, warn them. Teach your children. Deuteronomy says teach them from the time they get up to the time they go to bed at night. How can you praise the Lord if you're not teaching your children what thus saith the Lord? How can you praise the Lord if you're not free to praise him? If you're worried, oh, God, my son ain't home. It's 10 o'clock at night. Oh, my Lord, my daughter is out, and it's 10:30. She ain't home yet. Oh, no. Set curfews for your children. Teach them about the Most High God. So she said, what, son, to whom I gave birth? Wow, how blessed King Lemuel was to receive a mother's love. That's love when you take time to talk to him, to be reminded. Now, remember, I love you. That's what she's telling him. She may not have even said the words, but he was aware of a mother's love because she took time with him. She took time to tell him. Now, you know, mothers and fathers are limited, but when they teach you about the Most High God, God will never leave our children. He won't ever forsake them. He's going to be with them. So she said, okay, I gave you birth. I carried you so close to me. You were attached by an umbilical cord while you were in my womb. I supplied oxygen to you. I gave you nourishment. Every time I ate, you ate. Every time I breathed, you breathed. You need to continue to grow. So I carried you in my womb. You were connected by the cord. We were connected. We were so close in the womb, and I'm still close with you, my son. See, you know, you needed to continue to grow and develop, so I provided oxygen. I provided nourishment. Don't you know she didn't only provide physical nourishment, food for his body, but she knew the word. And I can imagine her speaking the word over her child. I asked a young woman in church a few years ago, I said, baby, I said, are you praying for your baby? And she said, no, I pray for myself. I ain't know I need to pray for my baby. I said, oh, yes. And the next time I asked her, she said, oh, I forgot, Sister G, but I'm going to pray. Pray for your unborn children. Claim your unborn children for the Lord. So she prayed to the Lord for her child. She made a vow before God for her child. So King Lemuel's mother, she said, don't you know, we were connected by an umbilical cord. But, you know, even when it was cut, I continued to nourish you so you could be strong, you could be healthy. Don't you know, I can imagine, she ain't feeding wine, strong drink. She didn't drink it, so it didn't go to him. She didn't eat, you know, junk food. there was no McDonald's or Burger King to go to, so she fed him healthy food. But I tell you what, there was probably still junk. Like Daniel, he didn't eat the king's food, so don't give it to your children. Give them healthy food. She said, I prayed for you and did everything it took so that you would develop into a fine young man that you are today. Don't you know she acknowledged her son as a fine young man? What do you call your children? Do you call them forth into the kingdom of God? Say, you are blessed. You are highly favored. You are a child of the Most High God. You are King's child. Speak into the lives of your children. Speak to them. Tell them what great children they are, that they are children of a king, a great king, and all they got to do is call on his name. She said to her son, King Lemuel, I taught you the ways of God. So today, my son, as I speak to you, remember things that your father and I have taught you, and most especially the warnings we have given you. Now pay close attention to what I'm about to tell you in regards to your moral life. Remember the things I'm telling you. Do not give your strength to women. Stay pure and holy before God. She wanted her son to be able to praise God. He can't praise God if he's all full of all kind of immoral things. She said, remain holy, both in your body and in your spirit. When you love wisdom, you know what? Your father rejoices. But if you keep company with harlots or prostitutes, you waste your money, your time, and your body, your wealth even. You have to pay for them. So don't give time to prostitutes or harlots. Don't give your power to them who would destroy you or ruin you as a king. You were chosen by God to live a holy life. I made a vow before God before you were born. I prayed over you before you were born. I prayed continually after you were born. I pray for you daily. Never, my son, heed my warning, commit adultery. Make an agreement with your eyes that you would not lust after a woman. Did you hear me, my son? Make an agreement with your eyes that you would not lust at a woman. Do not be intoxicated with an adulterous woman or touch her breast. Listen to what I'm telling you, my son. Whether you stay single or whether you are married, remain faithful to God. But here's another thing I'm going to tell you. You're free in God to follow God's will. But if you do decide to marry, it will help you avoid sexual sins. It is good for you to have your own wife. It is good for you to have your own wife. Remember my warnings. Write it on the tables of your heart. Meditate on what I've told you. And thus far, and what I'm about to tell you, along with abstaining from sexual sins, stay far away from strong drink, alcohol. It is not for kings, Lemuel. It is not for kings, my precious son, my dear one, that we were connected by the umbilical cord. Now we are connected in the spirit. We are connected by blood. Remember what I'm telling you. It is not for kings to drink wine or rulers to crave liquor. It will cause you to forget God's laws and pervert the judgment of any of the afflicted. Those who are oppressed give strong drink to a dying person and wine to him who's heavy in heart. Let him drink and forget his poverty, his misery. Speak out for people who cannot speak for themselves. For speak the rights of those who are appointed to destruction. You know that's what Esther did? She said, if I perish, I perish. But she spoke for the Jews. They were her people. She was one. So who are you speaking on behalf of today? Are you coming against unrighteousness in your workplace? You say, no, that's against God's law. We shouldn't do that. Are your children, you know, speaking against God's law in school? Are they praying silently as they in class? Are they praying for the teachers, the administrators, the whole administration? Are they praying for the students, their friends, their peers? Are you praying in the marketplace? Are you speaking? Are you speaking for those who can't speak for themselves? Are you speaking out for the homeless? Are you speaking to God on their behalf, asking God to give them a place to lay their head, to feed them that are hungry, to help them that are poor? So she told her son, speak out of your mouth and judge fairly and plead the cause. Defend the cause of the oppressed and the poor and the needy. When you look for a wife, my son, now notice how she shifted, but it's still in the same vein. She said, when you look for a wife, look for one who is virtuous, and she is very valuable. A virtuous woman is very valuable, very valuable. She's more valuable than rubies. Rubies are a very valuable, precious jewelry. She is priceless. A virtuous woman is priceless. She is so valuable that you can't even measure her worth. She loves God and her family. So, Lemuel, I pray that you will heed the warnings I give you, my son, the son of whom I gave birth to. I love you, my son, from your mom. So, what can we learn from King Lemuel and his mother? He was listening. You know, like some of our children, they have questions. As we speak to them, as we talk to them, as we warn them, as we pray with them, as we, you know, talk to them, allow them to talk to us. I'm sure she and her son were having a conversation back and forth. But we have the recorded conversation that she said to him. What are you saying to your children? Do you let the TV say it? Do you let the TV teach you? As I said, if you study in Deuteronomy, you know, the sixth chapter, the Lord said, you know, in 6:5, he said, our first and great commandment is to love the Lord thy God with all of our heart, soul, and strength, and to love each other like we love ourselves. Like we love ourselves is the second great commandment. Do you love yourself? Do you love God with all your heart? Do you love each other? Or you say, God, you know, I don't know about Sister so-and-so. I have trouble loving them, but God can help us. Sister, Lord, I don't know about Brother so-and-so. I have trouble loving them. Well, God can help us because he said, you know what, we lie if we say we love God, and we don't love the person next door to us. But you know who can help us love each other like we love ourselves? God can. When we turn it over to him and we say, God, your commandment, you didn't make it just a request. You made it a commandment. Your second command, your first commandment is that we love you. How? You even told us how we got to love you with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our strength. You know how our children get out there and they play football and they give it all their strength, all their strength. Well, that's how God wants us to love him even more than our, you know, than we see the football players play. He wants us to love him even harder than that. Now, about loving each other, you know, we can't praise God if we're in a state of bitterness, anger towards each other. We got to learn how to love one another. But first of all, we got to deal with ourselves. Look within ourselves. He said, okay, Caritha, you judging so-and-so, you got a big old telephone post in your eye, and they just got a little bitty toothpick in their eye. You better get it right. So don't you know I have to go to God and say, Father, forgive me. I was judging my sister. I was judging my brother. But don't you know, when I say, Lord, forgive me, he will forgive me and he will help me. I say, Lord, Take that big old telephone pole out of my eye. Don't let me judge other people. I'm not perfect, Lord. I need help. He will help us. So this morning, our next guest is a woman of God from Jacksonville, Florida. She has made several CDs. I went on Facebook a couple of weeks ago and read about her. She's a great woman of God. She's married. She has two sons. So she also teaches school here in Jacksonville, and a young woman. So I thank God for her. My name is Tamara Hellyard. Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I am so blessed this morning because the Father woke me up, and I could just call on his name. So I'm really blessed, and I'm blessed to have all of you with us this morning on Bible Story Land. So what are you going to sing for us this morning?
Well, I'm going to sing this morning, I Give Myself Away.
All right.
And it's just the worship songs unto God, our Father, and Jesus Christ, our Savior, too, that we're going to give him ourselves and not be in the flesh so much and, you know, just give ourselves unto God and how he wants to use us.
Amen. You know I play that song on my computer almost daily. I Give Myself Away. I love that song.
Oh, okay.
So I thank God for you singing that. That's one of my favorites. So let God
Amen.
Have his way.
Amen. Amen. I give myself away, oh God. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away unto you, Jesus. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away however you want to use me, Lord. I give myself away so you can use me. Oh, my life is not my own. To you I belong, Lord. I give myself, I give myself to you. Oh, Lord, my life is not my own, no. To you I belong. I give myself, I give myself to you. My Lord, my life is not my own. To you I belong. Thank you, Lord. I give myself, I give myself to you. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're all together lovely. You're all together worthy. All together wonderful to me. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're all together lovely. You're all together worthy. You're all together wonderful to me. I give myself away. Oh, Lord, I give myself away so you can use use me. I give myself away early in the morning, Lord. Yes, I do. I give myself away so you can use me. Bless you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Woo, amen, amen. I give myself away. Why are we giving ourselves away? So God can use us. That was awesome, Tamara. I appreciate
you.
God bless you. I thank you for choosing one of my favorite songs. So why are we giving ourselves away? So God can use us. Don't you know
amen.
He didn't put us here on the earth just to live and breathe and go to work and eat and sleep and get up and go to school? He put a purpose within us. Are you living according to your purpose that God put within you? Check it out. Ask the Father, Lord, what did you put me here on the earth for? And am I doing what you want me to do? Am I pleasing you, God? So I thank God. You know, he is altogether lovely. He is altogether worthy. So I thank God for the Father this morning. Well, Karen, I tell, is from Houston. Tamara is from Jacksonville. Jackie's from Jacksonville. Karen is from Houston, Texas. And she's going to play another praise song for us this morning. So I thank God for Karen and Tamara and Jackie and each of you. You are highly favored and blessed of the Father. What you going to play, Karen?
And, yes, I am glad to be back.
Amen.
So I will do my next song. It's called Give Thanks.
All right, that's what we got to do. Give thanks.
All right.
For that song. Also, that's one of my favorites too. So we give thanks and we are grateful to our Father. Thank you so much, Karen. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful song as usual. You know, we had death in our family. We lost our cousin Cheryl that we had been praying for a few weeks. She went home to be with the Lord. I thank God that she is not suffering anymore. She went through quite a time of suffering over a period of years. But, you know, God knows how much we can bear, and he's not going to put us through more than we can bear. So, I just thank God for your prayers. You know, the word of God says the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. It's time, prayer time on Bible Storyland. This morning I'm going to be going to her funeral at 11 o'clock, so we may get off just a little early as the Lord leads, but however he leads, I agree with his plan. So you can press 1 and request prayer if you would like prayer. If you already press 1, you can just state your prayer request. I'm asking for prayer for her mother, Cheryl Tatum's mother, Mavis Tutson, and for her husband and her 3 children. And also for my, you know, like I said, my Aunt Mildred. So prayer request time. Yes, you're already on.
Okay, this is David Emmanuel. I'm asking prayer first for my oldest son because he's real excited and he wants to get a scholarship to go with the Alvin Ailey Dancers. So he's real passionate about that and wants to get that scholarship. And also
right.
I want to pray for my comedic mentor, Kay Webb, Kendrick Webb. He drove yesterday to Tennessee to be in a. He got selected to be in a competition as a Christian comedian, and he holds fast to his beliefs. He will not compromise for anything. He totally wanted to do comedy for the Lord, and that's my mentor. And he's going to be in a series of 3 contests. And if when he wins those 3, then he gets to go out on a year tour with the Christian comedian. The writer of the Monique Show, one guy off of there is the one that's hosting it. So I want to lift him up in prayer because he told me last night he had to make a big decision if he should drive up there. And I said, well, no, you didn't have to make a big decision. Because God has been preparing you for that all along. The horse is prepared for the day of battle. And that God made us to win. That's why God created us. And
Amen.
All he had to do was go, and God would do the rest. So I want to lift up Brother K. Webb in prayer.
What's his name again?
His name is Kendrick. He goes by K. Webb.
Oh, K. Webb, W-E-B-B?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Brother David. Glad to have you on as usual.
And thank you, Sister Jean, for everything.
All right. Anybody else? You know what? My Brother David is a great young man. I've never met him before, but I thank God. Last week he came on and did a rap for us, a spiritual rap called Bible Story Land. So hopefully he'll do it again for us next week on Children's Day. I'm putting in my request early. Next Saturday is Children's Day. So I'm praying he'll do it again. All right. So any more prayer requests? Press 1. All right, if you've already pressed 1, you can speak. All right. Prayer request. We're waiting for prayer requests. Okay, look, someone here pressed 1. Hold on, please. That's my friend from New Orleans. Is that how you doing, Pastor? Hello? You're on the air. 504-331, you're on the air. Let me try again. Hold on. Oh, now, there you go. You're on. How you doing?
Oh, I'm so blessed. I have a prayer request
okay.
for my sister Marie. The doctor said that she was bleeding from the stomach. And also, I have a praise report for my brother David. One of his lungs had collapsed. And I thank God for, he called 911 himself. He was here, and we found out today that it was the pressure medicine. The doctor told him to take 4 in the morning and 4 at night. And so he realized last night he was taking the pressure medicine, and he started getting dizzy again. So sometimes you can take too much medication, but I thank God for healing him, and he is still with us. In Jesus' name, he's doing good. Last night, they did the surgery. They blew up his lung, and he was here washing dishes last night. He's here at the house.
Amen. So, we serve an awesome, great God. Thank you, Pastor Phillips. We appreciate you. Any more prayer requests? Okay, hold on. Someone press 1. Hold on, please. Going to put you on live. Hold on. All right. Good morning. How are you?
Fine. My name is Fatina Emanuel. How you doing?
Oh, good. What's your name again?
I'm David. Yeah, I'm David's cousin.
Fatima?
Yes, Fatina.
Okay.
Okay. I just want to say good morning and thank you for the show. And lately, my prayer requests have just been just to stay on. I want to know the plan that God has for my life, because it just seems like I just want to stay on the path and on the purpose that He has, you know, and not veer off and not go and start doing some job that I'm really not supposed to be doing, you know? So
yeah.
I want to know exactly what it is, because I'm 43 and I'm thinking, okay, it might be a little late to, like, be in this 20-year-old, like, what am I going to do with the rest of my life mode? So that's how I feel right about now. So I'm just, I guess I need clarity and just to know what God wants. What he wants me to do, and just have clear direction. I think that's what it is.
Okay. Well, Fatina, you are very young, baby. I am 64, almost 65, and God is using me. I have an aunt who's 101. A few months ago, she was coming on here and singing to the praises of God. So you're never too old. And you know what? Moses was way up in age when God used him. God has servants that are, you know, sometimes he don't call you till you get older. So
right.
You keep waiting on God. I want to encourage you. We are going to pray for you, though.
Thank you.
All right. Okay.
I'll hear you next week. Thank you.
Okay, just hang on. We're going to pray for you. Thank you so much for being on. I thank God for David Emanuel telling you about Bible Storyland. Okay. Someone pressed 1 here. 269, you're on the air.
Hello, Sister G, how are you?
Hey, my daughter, how are you, Tamnesha?
I'm blessed and highly favored. I must say I really enjoyed the program on today.
Hey, man, I thank God for you. You all don't know, but this is another psalmist from the Lord. Mighty woman of God, her daughter came on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies the other day and played the bass. 13 years old, and she knows the word. Her mother, Sister Tanisha, has taught her to have a relationship with God, and she came on and prayed for all of you and families. So I thank God. So, Sister Tanisha, speak, girl.
I'll praise this to God. Yes, I just, you know, I'm requesting prayer concerning my purpose, just that I fulfill the purpose, the Great Commission. You know, he's calling us. He's calling us out of our dry places on today, you know, and we have a choice whether or not we're going to answer to that call. So I just, you know, request that the Lord continues to give me more clarity and revelation concerning, you know, just specifically, you know, there's so many ideas and things that he's given me concerning helping the youth, the senior citizens, and just the nation. So I just want you guys to just pray for me concerning what he would have me to do today. For right now in this season. And also I request prayer for my daughter. For today she has festival, and her school is going to a high school to perform. So just pray for her that they do well, you know, and they come out with high marks, and that we just grow stronger in the Lord.
Amen. All right. Tanisha, I'm going to ask you, if you don't mind, may I ask you how old you are?
I am, hold on one moment, okay?
Okay. All right, she'll be back so shortly. But anyway, I just want to let you know that she is a mighty woman of God. She's probably in her late 30s, early 40s.
I am 32. I will be 33 September the 8th.
Ooh, y'all older than me. Y'all some old people. I thank God for you.
Yes.
I'm just kidding, Fratina. We love to have fun on Bible Story Land, so just
yes,
be laughing
do.
With us, girl. All right. Anybody else? Prayer request. Prayer request before we pray. Press 1 if you're requesting prayer. If you're already on and press 1, you can just make your prayer request. We got people from all over on here. I don't even know what Michigan, Tanisha's from Michigan. We got Floridians, Texans, Michigan, Ohio, all over. So I thank God for each of you. Louisiana, Michigan, all over. I'm looking at these numbers on here. Jacksonville. We got another one from a 713 number. Don't know where that is, but I thank God for you being on this morning. Okay, any more prayer requests before we go to the throne room of the Father? All right, I'm going to pray this morning. Father, we adore you. We just bless you. We come to honor you and give you glory and thanksgiving. We come to tell you that you are our God, and you are such a faithful Father. Father, we honor your holy presence this morning. We don't take it lightly that you join us every day, O God. We thank you, Father, Mokoshe Bakade, that you allow us as humans to come into your presence and say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, that we could call on your name, the Most High God. We thank you, Father God, that you do. You hear and you answer. You said where two or more gather together, you are in the midst. Mokoshe Bakade, you promised that if we call on your name, Mokoshe Bakade, that you will hear, you will hearken unto our voice, and you will answer. And Father, your word says when we cry unto you, even our enemies would turn back. What a great God we serve. We thank you, Father God, that you are the God, Mokoshe Bakade, who deserves all the glory, all the praise. All the honor belong to you. We thank you, Father God, that your word says the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. So, Father God, we come this morning praying with effectual, fervent prayers, knocking at your door, sitting at your feet, pulling on you, Father God, this morning, O God. Oh, we thank you that we could call on you morning, noon, and night. You hear, you answer, O God. And Father, I lift up the Tatum, Mokoshe family this morning and the loss of our cousin, daughter, granddaughter. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for strengthening Cheryl's husband, her three children, Mokoshe Bakade, her mother, her grandmother, and all of the aunts, uncles, cousins. Mokoshe Bakade Ekuridia, every family member, O God. Mokoshe Baka, as we will miss her, O God, in the name of Jesus, but we thank you for your plan for Cheryl's life, O God, that she lived, Mokoshe Baka, here, served you, Mokoshe Bakade, and we thank you for the family strength, courage to move ahead, O God. In the name of Jesus, let our grieving be short, O God. Mokoshe, give us strength. Mokoshe, from on high, O God, touch every family member today, O God, as they gather together in your name, O God. We thank you that you are the comforter of all comforts. And Father God, I thank you that if each of us give our lives away, O God, we'll be able to move forward in our purpose. As we give our lives to you, O God, we give you thanks, we give you praise, we give honor to you, O God. We come with grateful hearts this morning, lifting up David Emmanuel's request and his family, O God, his oldest son in particular, Father. You know the plans, you know the purpose that you put his son here. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, David Emmanuel Jr., Mokoshe the second, oh God. You know the plans that you have for his life, whether it's to get a scholarship to go to Alvin Haley Dance School, Mokoshe Bakade, or do something else, oh God. We honor your presence. We honor Mokoshe Bakade, the purpose that you put within him, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let it come forward, oh God. I thank you for the aspirations that David Emmanuel II has, oh God. In the name of Jesus, teach him how to put you first, oh God, and lean and depend upon you, not upon his own understanding. Father, I thank you that you care about our children, the gifts you gave us. In the name of Jesus, direct his path, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Mokoshe Bakade, I thank you that our children are blessed and highly favored of you, and they shall live out all of their days and fulfill their purpose in Jesus' name. And Father, you are great. Mokoshe Bakade, Father, I lift up Mokoshe, your daughter, Mokoshe Baka, Pastor Josie Phillips, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we ask you to touch her and her family, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as she's tired because she's been serving, oh God. She's been serving Mokoshe Baka, her sister, her brother, oh God, in the name of Jesus. But you've been faithful to her, oh God. Give her strength. Give her more energy, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Keep her healthy and well, oh God. I lift up her sister Marie, oh God, and I plead your precious blood over her, Father God, and I thank you for you stopping the bleeding, oh God. Father, you are able. There's nothing too hard for you. You are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think. You even healed the woman, Mokoshe Bakade, who had an issue of blood for 12 years, oh God. When she touched the hem of your garment, virtue came out of you. So we thank you this morning for virtue going into Marie and stopping that bleeding immediately, oh God. You're able, oh God. You sent the word and healed them. So send the word and heal Mokoshe Baka, her sister Marie, and her brother David. Mokoshe Baka de Ekoridia. I thank you for David's healing even after the surgery, oh God. We thank you for miracles, signs, and wonders from you, oh God. Mokoshe, use us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, as your vessels, use us to give you glory, honor, and praise. Use us today, Father God, in a mighty way. We're dependent upon you, O God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I lift up Fatina Emmanuel, Mokoshe, your daughter, O God. And Father, she wants to be clear, Mokoshe Bakade, on what you're showing her, even as she sleeps, O God. Mokodidia, give her dreams and visions. Mokoshe of the mighty plan. And Father God, as she get the plan, let her write the vision. Make it plain upon tables that those that read it may run with the vision that you're putting in her and support her in that vision, oh God. Mokodidia, I thank you for Fatina's faithfulness to you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Mokodidia Kashere. She's a young woman striving, Mokoshe, to please you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, striving to love you with all of her heart, soul, and strength, oh God. And Father, I thank you for Tanisha, another young woman, oh God. I thank you for the purpose that you put in your people, oh God, particularly at birth. And so, Father God, as you birth that purpose forward, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for them yielding to your purpose, oh God, not upon their own understanding, but yielding, even when you say turn right, but it looks like they should turn left, I thank you that they will yield to you and turn right, oh God, that we will not go by our own understanding, oh God, even when you send us into the midst, Mokoshe Bakade, of a perverse generation, oh God, we may not understand it, oh God, even when we go to a church where the people are not perfect and people get discouraged, oh God, but I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. I thank you for your church being a body, Father God, where we can go in for healing, spiritual as well as physical, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Mokodidi Akashe. So, Father God, I thank you for revealing to Tanisha, revealing to Fatina, in the name of Jesus, Mokoshe de Ka, your mighty plan, oh God. in the name of Jesus for helping those who you want to be helped by them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I pray for Lamaya, oh God, for the success of the festival, oh God. I thank you for them, having a great and a joyful time praising you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for the weather today, oh God, being great weather so that they, the children, Mokoshe Bakade, and their families can have a good time. In the name of Jesus at the festival, oh God, I cover them by your precious blood. I say no weapon that is formed against them shall prosper, no tragedies, no accidents, but safety and peace all around them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, your perfect peace. In the name of Jesus, safety and protection over them as they go in, as they come out of the festival, oh God. Direct their path in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I lift up Apostle Kimberly Daniels and her family this morning, oh God. In her travels, oh God, I thank you for protecting her wherever she is at this time, oh God, and protecting her family, her children, her seed, and her seed, oh God. Even her sister Sabrina, oh God, and the entire family, Father, I lift them up for protection. I thank you for the guidance. I thank you for them coming closer to you as never before. I thank you for leading her in the path of righteousness in the name of Jesus. I thank you for safety, protection, direction, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Direct her path, oh God. Give her clarity of thought, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Keep her closer to you, Father God. Give her greater measure of discernment, Father God. In the name of Jesus, I bind the hand of the enemy that would try to come up against our apostle, Mokoshe Bakade, or any of our families or us, in the name of Jesus. I thank you that we're covered by your blood. We are under the shadow of your almighty wings. We are under your, in your refuge, oh God. What a mighty God you are. We thank you for your being a fortress for us. In the name of Jesus, we bless and honor you today, oh God. We lift up those people who've lost loved ones, oh God. In the name of Jesus, may their sorrows be short, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Mokoshe, may they be strengthened and filled with your presence, oh God, to bring them through, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you that you are a great comfort, oh God. And Father, we lift up our children all over the United States, all over the world, oh God. Comfort and strengthen our children. We lift up those, oh God, who sometimes think about committing suicide. We rebuke that spirit in the name of Jesus. We send it back to the pits of hell in the name of Jesus. We say our children shall live out all of their days and fulfill their purpose. Those who are downcast and downtrodden, those who are homeless, we lift them up tonight or today, oh God, and we thank you for peace. We thank you for giving them a place to lay their heads. We thank you for the mission that you have within them, the purpose, oh God. And, Father, we lift up every family represented on Bible Storyland. We thank you for healing, Mokoshe Baka, and the manifestation of it in our bodies, oh God. We wait on you, oh God. We yield to your plan, oh God. In the name of Jesus, have your way today. Have your way. Have your way, Almighty King. Have your way today, Father. In the name of Jesus, we bless you, O Most High. Have your way. In Jesus' name, we thank you for hearing our prayers. We thank you for answering our prayers in Jesus' name. Well, we have time for a brief testimony this morning. Anybody have a testimony they want to give this morning?
No, I'm going to be doing a program this afternoon at across town for people. There's a Bible study for us visually impaired over at a Lutheran church off of Westheimer.
Okay. All right. So you'll be doing a program. Okie dokie. Well, God bless you and your efforts, and may the blessings of the Lord go with you, Sister Karen. All right. Any other testimony? Brief testimony.
I have a testimony. This is Pastor Josie from New Orleans, and a food bank had stopped one of the trucks from coming to deliver food because the people acted so bad. And so a few days ago, they decided to restore the second truck with the produce. And the reason is they have so much, and they just want to bless us.
Woo, hallelujah. now, Trump. My God, thank the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. I thank God for you. Thank God for that truck. Thank God for hearing and answering prayers. All right. So, I just want to say to each of you, keep my family in prayers. I told you before we lost my cousin Cheryl, and pray for her husband, her children, her mother, her grandmother, and all of the family. So I thank God for each of you coming on the air this morning. Did anyone have anything else they wanted to share this morning?
I was going to give a small testimony.
Okay.
Yeah, I just thank God for my week because I had a lot of things come up, and I had to do a lot of things that were very demanding, and I questioned myself sometimes, but I still was able to go and do them and was successful and had a successful week.
Amen. That's what God is about, success. Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am.
That's what he told Joshua. He said, have good success when you stay in the Word and meditate on His Word. Have good success. So I thank God for that testimony, Brother David. Thank God for you having your cousin come on this morning. God bless you. Thank you.
Amen. I'm thankful she got on and stayed on there.
Amen. Amen. All right, it is closing time this morning. I'm going to go ahead and get off and go on to the funeral. But you all keep us in prayer and keep each other in prayer. And, you know, the Word of God says continuous prayer. You know, you can be riding in the car and you can say, Lord, I thank you for those children. Bless them and protect them as they go down the street. Lord, I thank you for the fire truck getting safe where they're going, and let there be no fires. Or Lord, I thank you for my husband. Lord, I thank you for my children. Lord, I bless you this morning. Lord, I honor you. Whatever it is, we can continuously pray and pray, even if we're praying in the spirit. Because sometimes we don't have any words to say, but we can pray in the spirit as the Lord give us utterance. So I thank God for you this morning. Now, don't forget, Thursday, join us with Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. We come on 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the first, second, third, and fourth Saturdays. We're not on the fifth Saturdays, even on Bible Story Land. So next Saturday is going to be Children's Day on Bible Story Land, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we look forward to you joining us. I love each of you. May God bless you. God loves you so much, so very much. We can't even begin to think or imagine. You know, he sent his only child. He sent his only child. You know, we could send our only children, but they can't really die for us. They can't give us redemption. But Jesus did. He redeemed us. So I thank God that he redeemed us. And, you know, I want you all to know that God loves you more than you can think, more than you can imagine. Human love is limited, but God's love is unlimited. So have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month and year. And don't forget, study the Word. Show yourself pleasing unto God. Listen to God's voice and obey his voice. You know, some people say, something told me that. No, God told you that. And let's hope the devil didn't tell you. You got to know the voice of God for yourself. You know, there will come a time when each of us are going to need to know God's voice. We can't depend on the prophets and the five-fold ministry, the prophets and pastors and so forth. We got to know God's voice for ourselves. It will keep us safe. It will provide for us. You know, sometimes God may tell you to go do something. You're like, no, that couldn't have been God telling me to do that. Yes, could be. So know God's voice for yourself. I love you. Talk to y'all soon. Bye.